Another deadly crash at a Wilmot Township intersection last weekend that killed a 22-year-old Cambridge Memorial Hospital ER nurse, has area residents demanding action. On Saturday, Waterloo Regional Police responded to a car accident at the intersection of Oxford Road 5 and Punkydoodles Avenue. Two vehicles collided, killing Sadie Bender from Wilmot. The crash also left Bender's 16-year-old sister with life-threatening injuries, while a 19-year-old man from Oakville was also taken to hospital. Days following the accident, area residents are petitioning for change. "It has been less than 3 years since my family and I moved to Wilmot near the highway and Punkydoodles Corners intersection," said New Hamburg resident Carrie Scheuermann, who began the petition on Tuesday. "Since residing here, there have been countless accidents, injuries, and fatalities. Every time there is an accident, I can hear the sirens. There should never again be a death on this section of highway." According to Wilmot Township, 11 collisions have been reported by Waterloo Regional Police and OPP between 2013 and 2021 at Punkydoodles Corners. Scheuermann says that she wants to bring a strong petition forward to develop a safer corridor through the unincorporated hamlet, primarily to the township of Wilmot. The municipal boundaries of East Zora, Tavistock and Perth East straddle the area, but Scheuermann says, Wilmot must take the lead to make change. Scheuermann has asked for 10,000 signatures, and after only a few days, residents were quick to show their support in signing the petition to make changes to the dangerous rural intersection. "It's unbelievable, the momentum, in such a short period of time," Scheuermann said. "This week, it is too late. Sadly, it takes something like this to happen. But maybe my voice, and voices of others calling out for something to be done, can help save someone else and make some sort of impact." Sadie Bender died tragically in the accident, which was near the corner of her family farm, and close to a field of wildflowers where she was soon to be married. Her obituary reads, "Bender graduated from McMaster University's nursing program and worked in the emergency room at Cambridge Memorial Hospital, where she was passionate about providing exceptional care to her patients. This loss is tragic, and we are in mourning of our cherished colleague. Sadie was full of potential and optimism, and she brought joy to our workplace. She will be missed," said Valerie Vaz, communication specialist at Cambridge Memorial Hospital. A coworker on Facebook, Sarah Cook McDonald, urges people to sign the petition. "She was stolen way too soon. This beauty was so amazing. She would light up a room with her silly dances, random songs, and overall genuine awesomeness. She was changing the world just by being her," Cook McDonald said. "My heart just breaks. Deepest sympathy to anyone that was blessed to have known her. She was my work daughter from the first day we met." Since the petition began, news of a new safety measure coming to Punkydoodles Corners has been announced. Oxford County said that oversized stop signs with flashing lights will be installed, but Scheuermann questions if this is enough. "That's great short term, but I don't think it will solve 100% of the issues there, because there are a number of problems with that section," Scheuermann said. The mayor of Zora Township, Marcus Ryan, says that the intersection has already been identified for a feasibility study to consider a roundabout. Long term, maybe a roundabout or a four-way stop could help. "In the region, there have been a number of roundabouts put in problematic areas," Scheuermann said. "Since then, there was almost an immediate decline in accidents in those areas. This could help save somebody else's life." Scheuermann said people continue to reach out to her, and many have also sent letters to their local MPs. "The way I look at it is, if each township pays for one stop sign, there will be a four-way stop. It doesn't seem that hard," Scheuermann said. Scheuermann is overwhelmed by all of the support she has received, and today, has almost reached her goal of 10,000 signatures. "I had a parent come to me saying that her son has really been impacted by this. He's a young driver, and he said, 'Mom, why can't we change something? Why isn't anyone doing anything about this?'" Scheuermann said, "He saw the petition and brought it to his mom. It's pretty sad when it's your children who are begging for change. Kids are coming to us, and we are trying to protect them." Many people have commented on the petition site after adding their name to show their support. Melissa Sangera said that failing to fix the intersection has cost the life of a new nurse who was a fellow graduate in her class this year. She was also about to marry the man of her dreams. "How is it that this woman has lost her life to a completely preventable accident?" Sangera asks. Scheuermann said she lives in a small area, and any death impacts everyone. There needs to be change. This is why I started the petition. I'm just a regular person who wanted to do something, Scheuermann said. I honestly didn't think that there would be so much support so soon. It feels good that I'm not alone in this. We are more powerful together. To sign the petition, visit here.